Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access divine connection and can become whatever it is we wish to become. Join me today for a fun and energetic hour of connection where we will gain inspiration, clarity, and a little push towards the path to the divine soul purpose. Callers are welcome, and I'm always available for readings. So come on in, relax, and allow me to be your spiritual wake-up call.
Well, hello and welcome. I hope everybody has had a phenomenal start to an amazing year. It seems to keep sneaking up on us. Time goes by really fast. Time flips through. And here we are once again after a little break from the radio. My name is Angel. I'm so excited to be here today. One of the things I want to do is acknowledge something before we get started. And that acknowledgement is that it's February. You know, February is always supposed to be this wonderful month of love and warmth. We've got Valentine's Day. It's always this wonderful stuff going on in February. So I wanted to start our month off with a focus on release. A lot of people waiting for readings. I will be giving readings, so don't worry, I'll get to you. We always have a message and a focal point for our show, our program. So I want to make sure I set the intent. I want to make sure I set the message. I want to make sure that I accomplish what I set out to do. And what I set out to do with you when I broadcast my program here is I really want to accomplish opening up an opportunity for you to delve into that deep spirit, that deep soul connection, open up to the divine and create a process where you can start achieving either what you're looking to achieve, what you're dreaming of, or expand upon what it is that you're already doing. I want everybody to be who they feel they've been put here to be. So I love to give readings and answer questions for people. I enjoy connecting with people. But what I want to challenge you with this evening is let's talk about getting real and really turning our lives into something powerful in 2020. That's what I want for you. It's a crazy mixed up world we live in right now. And we need to be in a space we can create clarity of vision and focus on purpose so that we can do the things that we've been put here to do. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a mission. I want to help you to create that. So before we get started, and before I give my message, I want to take a moment to clear the space and create a process where we are present in our relationship to spirit, that we are safe, that we are loved, and that we are open to receive whatever inspiration, whatever message, whatever words, wisdom, or otherwise maybe coming through so that we can get, if it's just one thing, we can get that one thing that's going to turn us on our toes to execute and pursue our deepest dreams. And thank you for joining me tonight. I want to thank my guides, your guides. I want to thank the universe for being our support system to give us that which we need. And I thank you for being here. Okay. I feel warm and fuzzy and ready to go. I hope you do as well. I talked about release, and that's going to be the subject of our call, about our show tonight. Excuse me. Focusing on release. What does Angel mean when she says release? I want you to consider what may be stopping you if you feel like you're being stopped from reaching your goal, whatever that goal may be. And I want to ask you, if you believe that there was someone or someones responsible for standing in your way or creating any kind of negativity in your life that has caused you to be unable to pursue this dream? Is there someone assigned that role in your life? If you can answer that question yes, I want to tell you that no one has the right to stop you from doing anything that you desire to do, unless it's illegal or something. No one has the right to stop you. The only way they have a right to stop you is if you give them the right to stop you. And what we're going to talk about and what we're going to work through and what we're going to come together on in the program this evening is that you are no longer going to give people a right to stop you. This is going to end today. Okay? Think about that. As you're thinking about that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a caller because I do have a lot of callers. And I want to make sure that we get through people today. All right, caller, thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to this evening?
Oh, you're speaking to Tim from New York.
Hello, Tim. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Exercising, winding down for the night.
That's late. You're up late, Tim.
It is, and I'm changing that. So from now on, I'm trying to make this the time where I'm going to sleep, getting adequate rest. I'm doing my little thing before I go to sleep, visualization, speaking
very
to
good.
My archangels, to my guys, the archangels, asking for guidance. Hopefully talk to me in dreams, so I know I have to get to sleep at a good time for that to get into that deeper in sleep to get that message. So
get that mojo. Yes,
yeah.
I love it.
Yes,
so what is it that you'd like? Go ahead. I got a delay here. You're talking, so I apologize for that. What can I answer for you? What was the information that you wanted to plug into tonight?
If there is any message from spirit, tips to me, I am changing. I'm putting it out there to change jobs, careers, bring abundance in. Not exactly sure how, so I'm just trying to tap into that feeling of having that freedom and things of that nature. So if you have any message
from
spirit to aid me on this path, greatly appreciate it.
So, Tim, this is what comes to me as you're speaking. And so, first of all, bravo. You know, you're doing all the things that you need to do and focusing your energy so that you can receive. Because it's not just about, what is that they're saying? It's not just about preparing yourself. Like you're buying a new suit, you're going to go get a motivational book and listen to it while you're working out, and you're going to be like ready and you're at the bus stop waiting for something to happen. You're literally have plugged in to the network, okay? So you're like connecting to the higher realm with the masters and with the archangels, not just the angels, the archangels, connected to the network. And when you connect to the network, you get that 5G kind of support where you're going to get the information, you're going to get the support that you need. And you're doing the things physically, you're doing the mindfulness. What they want you to do is they want you to start asking. They want you to start asking for what it is that you want. You're not as clear as you could be around the what. You've got the why, and you've got what you need, but you don't got what there is to do. You're a spiritual being in a practical world. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're telling me, which gives you access to, like, knowledge and spiritual creation, which you can do two things with that. You can create yourself as a practitioner, which you would do really great as because you're very gifted, or you can create yourself as a business entrepreneur. But you have the opportunity to do what you want to do. And now's the time to step in and do it. So you're in a good space. You've done all the work. You've done everything you need to do. Oh my God. And it feels like you are a good communicator. You're a good sales guy. I mean, you've got so many gifts. So how you're going to put that together to create your process is the step that you're in now. Ask the question. And the question I'm hearing has to do with healing and inspiration. Does that make sense?
Yes, healing and inspiration. Okay, got it.
That's what I'm hearing. So it feels like that's where you need to be focusing your energy and your
okay.
hands. Your hands. You work with your hands, or you want to work with your hands?
It must be for the future. I just typed now, so.
You just type now. You've got the touch, but your connections, your archangel connections that are coming to you. You've got Metatron, which is a powerful force, and you've got Gabriel coming to you. So spend some time connecting with the energies of those two archangel forces. They will help you develop your process.
Okay.
And the sleep is important. You definitely need to get more sleep. Drink more water. And get out there and start doing more around networking, around the healing community. So you can start building your connectivity with people. I hope that was helpful. I would love to hear from you to see how you're doing, because it feels like you've got a really interesting path unfolding before you. Was this helpful, Tim?
This was definitely helpful. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you too. You have some great energy. I'm looking forward to seeing what you blossom into. You don't feel like you're really cumbered down with a lot of connection to things bringing you negativity. So you're in a really good space. So good luck to you, okay?
Thank you very much, Sean.
I love it. You have a good evening now. Bye-bye. That was a really cool first call. What I want to say for everyone is when you start to connect, we want to meditate. We want to sit in contemplation. We want to pray. We do a lot of different things to connect. When you're going to make your connection and dig in and really start to grow and develop your spiritual process, make sure that you journal or record or do something so that you can see the progress. It's just like an exercise program. You write down your goals, you track where you are and how you've progressed. It's the same thing. It'll help you see your development. It'll also help you formulate your answers and your questions so that you can continue to move forward. That was really great. Thank you, Tim, for calling in. I'm going to take another caller here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello, Karen from Chicago. Is it cold there tonight?
Yeah, well, at night it is. At night it gets cold. Yeah, earlier wasn't too bad. The sun was out earlier today.
It was. So it's just the nighttime. I'm from California, and we're always scared of Chicago because it feels like it's
cold. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So, yeah, we had somewhat
cold.
Of a nice day. Now we're getting back to the snow.
Well, your heart is warm, so that's plenty of warmth. That's plenty of warmth. So in the spirit of moving forward and connecting to get what you need to move forward, how can I help you today?
I'm wondering if I went for an interview on Friday and they let me know today I didn't get the job. Do you see someone else calling me? I've been applying like crazy.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I do see someone else calling you. So I pull cards sometimes, and the card that came up as I was talking for you was the card patience. It's like it feels like it's not happening, but what you want to know is that it is happening. The ideal job is coming. You've asked for a specific feel, not just job. You want a place that's going to feel a certain way. You've been very specific with your ask, which not a lot of people are very good at. And so what's happening is you're going to plow through and filter through to the right one comes. And
okay.
It's not going to be that much, not going to be that much longer. You're going to be happy. I get that, you know, prayers are going to be answered. I keep hearing that. Have faith your prayers
okay.
are being answered. You were very specific with your ask. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And so
yeah.
that's why you didn't get this job. You almost got it. You,
yes.
you almost got this job. But the universe is like, this is not what you wanted. Right? You were very specific.
Right.
So they're bringing you what you want. So it's just going to take a minute. So don't give up. Have faith. If you need anything in the interim, ask. You are very, your line of connection is very, very clear, and you have a really great channel. Sometimes doubt comes in and fogs it. So take the time to get yourself grounded. If you feel that fog coming in, get back in. Remember the little train. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can.
Yes.
Your faith. That's the space you're in right now. I'm not seeing it being more than another. I keep seeing three. Is that months?
Okay.
That's not months. So it's going to be sooner than that. But I keep hearing three. I always hesitate to give time because time is always subjective. It's difficult to predict. But you
right.
know, I would see that as weeks versus months is what I'm feeling like. So just hang in there and know that it's coming. You can help the energy by just sending positive energy in any way you want to send it. You can burn a white candle. You can say a prayer. You can do a meditation with the golden ray. Anything that you can do that generates positivity out.
Okay.
Just say what you need. And after you finish your prayer or your ritual, say thank you for bringing this to me. And that will help facilitate. You'll move the energy a little faster, but it's coming. It feels really positive.
Okay.
I got goosebumps. Do you feeling okay with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm sending stuff out, so I know I got to hit something. So definitely.
Yeah, you will. And then you're getting what you asked for. Just always remember, this is what you asked for, and don't regret that you asked for it. It just takes time to
okay.
get the prize, right?
Correct. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, madam. You have a good one. All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really awesome. You know, and I'm gonna give you guys some stuff. If you hang out, I've got some things for you guys today that I want you to receive to kind of help you with your process. But every call is a lesson, you know. So, you know, as a reader on the air, when I work with people and I do readings, sometimes people, they get their information and they hang up. And that's cool because I understand that you called and you wanted some information. And some of you, if I have too many callers, I don't get to everybody. What I want to open you up to understand is every call, every question, every answer, everybody on the show tonight that's listening or on hold to talk, there's connectivity there. And some of this information may relate to you as well. So have an open mind and listen and hear what Spirit has for you, even if you don't know if they're talking to you, because we're all together for a reason every time we are together. So I'm going to take the next caller here in a second. I see you there. Before I do, I want to enter the next bullet point that I want to speak to around release. I talked about the people that stop us from getting what we want and how we're not going to allow that to happen anymore. And how we're going to not allow that to happen anymore is we're going to release them. And how we're going to release them is we're going to forgive them. And some of you, like somebody just hung up like, click, I'm not going to forgive that guy. The thing about forgiveness, you know, I grew up in a Southern home with a grandparents and all that from the South, Southern Baptist. And they used to say the thing to me all the time, to forgive is divine. Forgiveness is divine. God forgives everything that we do. And if God can forgive you no matter what you do, you can forgive people no matter what they do. Now, I'm not saying you have to go to their house and participate in their lives. You just forgive them. You don't have to tell anybody else that you forgave them except the divine, the God, the goddess, whatever the process you engage with, just forgive them. I'm not one that asks people to pick up the phone and make phone calls. There's a lot of processes out there that part of the release and the forgiveness piece is picking up the phone and engaging with people and telling them how horrible you feel because this thing happened. That's not my process. If you feel like you need to do that, you can do that, but that's not my process. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to go inward, have a conversation within yourself and with the divine, and forgive so that you can release the bondage of being attached to whatever it was that causes the interrupt. I'm going to repeat that. The bondage of whatever it was or is that is the interrupt that is stopping you, because it is the situation stopping you. If I told you that I could make it go away with a snap of my finger and you say, please make it go away, it's time to forgive them. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's take another caller. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with tonight? Hello? Are you there? Okay, we're going to go back on mute. I'm going to grab the next caller. I don't know what happened there. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, hello? This is Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. How are you and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Chicago.
Chicago, that's another Chicagoan. That's just Chicago, is that what we say? So we had New York and Chicago. Chicago wins so far. How are you this evening?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. You've got some stuff going
yeah.
on in your life. It's tough. It's tough when you have stuff going on. And as you think about the stuff that you've got going on, is there anything that comes to mind to you that would ease if you could release it?
Oh, there's a lot. Basically, I got injured at work 2.5 years ago. I have seen no resolution. My lawyer quit the case. I've got nothing. I'm struggling to survive. I even gave away my cat Saturday, and I've been so depressed. I just feel like I've lost everything.
Wow. Well, that's too bad. So I want to ask a couple of questions here. So physically, how do you feel? Are you feeling like the injury is that pulling you down, or you feel like you're just in a space where you're trying to figure out what to do?
The injury is pulling me down. I am technically disabled, and I've been denied disability 2 times. I've been to 5 different doctors. It has ruined it's destroyed my whole life. I'm hanging on by a shred.
Okay, got you. So take a deep breath for me. Take a deep breath in and let it out for a second. And I want to just kind of look at your space here for a minute. So I'm feeling the heaviness coming down on me as I talk to you. And the first thing I want to say to you that I want you to know within the certainty of every ounce of your being that you are not alone and that God is with you and the divine is with you. Your guides are with you, all here to support you and all here to take you to the next level, which is a victory over the situation. What I'm being told is that this thing will resolve, that this is the struggle that you will be speaking to, that's part of your story that you're going to be dealing with when you come out of this. And this is the reason you're going through all of this. The release that I want to take you through, if you're open to it, is the anger that you have for the people who have failed you. Because you have been failed. You've been failed. So it wasn't like they that. You were failed. And the anger is there. And I want you to do the best you can. I'm always careful with my words because there's nothing wrong with you. You're not a bad person for being angry. You're not a bad person for being in a space. I just would like you to release it so that you can get access to what's coming. It's like it's a shield keeping it from coming to you. And it looks like mistrust. It looks like disbelief. It looks that's what it looks like, and what it behaves like is a shield. So what we want to do is we want to release it, and there's only one way to release it, and that's to forgive. It's the biggest tool you have in your toolbox, is just to say, thank you for what you gave to me. I forgive you and I release you, and let them go. Don't think about them. Don't give them time in your space. The only time that you get to speak about them is when this next facilitator comes in to assist you, when they want to know what happened. That's the only time you get to think about it and talk about it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to help you release. I totally see the solution coming. And there is an attorney that's out there that specializes in this. The problem that you're running into is this. This is a time. This is a thing that's going to take time. And you need somebody that has the professional stamina to know that this is going to take time. It's not something they go, they file on Monday, and then Friday it's all fixed. You have to go you have to go with somebody who knows what this looks like. And when it's resolved, it's going to be a lot bigger than you think it's going to be. It really is going to take care of it, is what I'm getting. The picture they're showing me is the throne, you know, the golden throne. They always show the golden throne to me when the financial piece comes together the way it's supposed to come together. So that's not, I don't have, it's going to happen on Tuesday. I have that you need to release so that it can come to you faster. And
okay.
And I it's okay. Elizabeth, it's okay. Let it out. It's okay, because you deserve to be supported by someone who believes in you and wants to take you to the end result. The people who have failed you will pay the price of the failure, but you can't pay the price with them by making them own it. They know what they own. Let God take care of them, okay? Let God take care of them, because he will, but also let him take care of you. Because you didn't ask for this to happen, so he's going to take care of you. What do you do in your space to take care of you? What kinds of tools do you have around you in your space, around any crystals or sage, or what do you do in your space?
Yeah, I do yoga every day, and I listen to music, and I have two cats.
Cats are wonderful. Cats are always a wonderful energy when you're going through stuff, because they're like little pixies running around. You need to ground your space. One of the things that I have for everyone tonight that joins my mailing list tonight, I have a blessing, a clearing blessing that I've put together. I really would like you to get that. It's free. There's no charge. It takes you through a process of clearing your space and blessing it, clearing it of negativity, and bringing in the white light and the angelic energy to support what you're up to. I would really love it if you could do that to support your process. My website, angelthackermedium.com, you'll see it there on the, just click it, join my mailing list, and I'll send you, you'll receive the blessing for free. And it just takes you through, you need some sage, some salt, water, and a quartz crystal. You can also have a candle if you like to, and it just takes you through a cleansing ritual that will cleanse your space, bring in the divine light, and give you positivity, and it also create a space where you know that you are worthy. That's what I need for you. I need you to know that you are worthy, okay?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all.
But you are. You are. And that's where I need you to be. Once you get this negativity out of the way, it'll start to come. And there's no easy answer when you're going through stuff.
Right.
And that's always the struggle that I have in working with people, trying to help people understand when they call in on the radio, especially, because it's hard. We don't get to do that deep work. We just get to do a quick hit when you're going through stuff, it's like running, it's like training for a marathon. I can't get up tomorrow and just start running a marathon. I have to train for it. And so it takes time. And then you run the marathon and you're victorious. So when you're going through like stuff, you have to get through the stuff and victory is on the other side. So you have to do the work to get through the stuff. The biggest piece of work for you, Elizabeth, is to get your space so that it supports you. Get the negativity, anything negative happening, all the ickiness, we need to get that out of there and get you back in a space where you know you're worthy. You need to be able to kind of pound your fist on the table and say, damn it, I deserve for this to be this way. Because you do.
Right.
You do.
Right.
So that guy didn't have the stamina to stand with you. You don't need that guy. So forgive him and send him on his way so the next person can come in. It is not a statement. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I said it's not a statement of how you are unworthy. It's a statement of how unworthy that person was. Right?
Yes.
I want you to say that to me. It's not that I am not worthy. It is that they were not worthy.
It's not that I am unworthy. They were unworthy.
Right. How'd that feel?
It's about right.
It's not. And so the anger that you should feel is not wrong. The anger that's in you is not wrong. It's just paralyzing. It can stop you.
Exactly.
That's what it is. And so what we want to do is we want to like exercise the anger out. So that you don't focus through the filter of anger, you focus through the filter of worthiness. That's where we need to put you. So if you could look at your life through the filter of worthiness, stuff comes to you. If you look at your life through the filter of anger, jealousy, frustration, then that's the stuff that comes to you.
Got it.
Yeah. And we don't want that, and I don't want anything to do with that. And I always play with the angel cards while I'm talking to people on the radio, because I like confirmation. And the card that came up for you is this is Dorian Virtue's Saints and Angels Oracle deck. That's the deck I'm using this month. And it's the love card. And the image of the card is the sun rays through the clouds. And the subtitle of the card is God. God's love and God's energy is with you. And when God's love and God's energy is with you, everything you do is absolutely possible. So if you could just allow yourself to be in a space of worthiness, I am worthy. Say, I am worthy.
I am
say,
worthy.
Say, I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
Oh, my goodness. Because you are. So don't let what that person's failure, don't let that turn you inwardly about how you, whatever the end of that sentence is, because it's not true. It's just what it looks like, because it's going to be a fight. You have to fight for this. And you need somebody that's going to fight with you. So one of the things I'm asking is someone coming to Elizabeth to fight with her that's going to take her where she needs to get. And what I get is yes. And I get that this person has done this before and very proficient in this sort of case and knows how long. Matter of fact, they're a little scary, the other side. They've won a lot of cases. So this person's coming to you. They're hoping that you break down. So you can't break down, okay? Can't break down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask for some help, though. There's some services out there just to kind of get you through the next 30 days. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So have you asked for help? Have you thought about doing that?
For some things, yes. For the financial,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Because that's the only thing that I see as being kind of a bit of an interrupt for you is that you need to make sure that you have a place to live and you feel okay. The rest of it you can work through, but the other stress you don't want. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, even if it's a charity. Do what you got to do to take care of your needs while this is coming to. Don't let them break you down. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't let them break you down. I want you to sign up on my mailing list so that you can get this clearing, because I need you to get your space in a positive vibe. And do something
right.
joyous for yourself every day. What do you do to make yourself smile every day? What do you do? I heard you
I
do yoga.
Yeah, but I haven't done anything else lately. I've just been devastated since I gave up my kitten.
I know. I can see that. So what I want you to do is, whether it's music and movement, just do something to help yourself smile every day. And can you get your kitten back?
No, he went to a permanent home. He's with my friend and he's fine, but he was crying the whole time in the car and he didn't want to go.
He didn't want to go because he wants to be with you. And
no, he's telling me he didn't want to go.
Yeah. And you made a decision because you wanted to take care of him. You didn't want to make the suffering. You know, you were trying to be responsible, right?
Yes.
And so there's nothing wrong with that. It just hurts. And so Elizabeth, you have to forgive yourself too. You have to forgive yourself because you did what cat mommies and daddies do when they love their baby. And so, you know, God's not going to punish you for doing the right thing. When it's all over and you get it and you get things together, you can either go back over there or you can get yourself something new, but know that you did what you felt you needed to do to make sure that the baby was taken care of, right?
Yep. Yes.
And that the baby will forgive you, and that you have these loving friends that did this wonderful thing to support you. The only person left to forgive you is you. So that's usually what it comes down to when we go through this process of release. We got to forgive ourselves for these things that we hold ourselves responsible for. Forgive yourself. Can you forgive yourself for me, Elizabeth? Just one time? Can you forgive yourself for me? It's okay. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Deep breath in and let it out. And we all love you. God loves you. And you're a beautiful being and you're going to be fine. Do you feel that? Do you feel you're going to be fine?
Not yet, but...
Do you feel a little better?
Well, yeah.
Okay. If you need anything more, you know, please contact me. You know, I don't want you to be in a horrible space. I want you to be in a beautiful space. So again, if you're down for it, you know, join my mailing list. You'll get the free blessings. You can sit down and get your space focused. Yoga is amazing. Meditating to the golden light will be helpful, but that the exercises around releasing and forgiving are invaluable. You know, if you would get a journal and just write, you know, the thing about the journaling that I love is that you could spend 2 or 3 days just letting all the anger out and it'll be healing and releasing for you. And then you can forgive if you need to let all the stuff out, because all the garbage out, mm-hmm. let it out.
Okay.
But for you, for your feelings and from your kitty, write in your journal to your kitty and talk to him. That will help, just like you're grieving for the loss of a loved one, because you are. And that's a real process that will help your systems heal and help to support you.
Okay.
I don't want to leave you like this, but I'm on the radio program. I want to make sure you're okay. So I just need just to make sure that you're okay. And if there's anything that you need of me, you just let me know. And I hope this was helpful. Was this helpful for you?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good evening. Like I said, please reach out to me if you need anything, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. Oh, that was really good. I'm always moved when people are gracious enough to really share their experience. So I want to thank Elizabeth for allowing us to work through that process. It's tough when you're going through things, and you know it hurts because you feel like you're alone. And I want everybody here to know that you're not alone. That it's a tough time. We're, as a nation, we are going through some stuff, and it's hard to really get to the point of what we want to do when we're seeing our lives the filter of the stuff that's going on. So if you guys would like to have this this free clearing exercise, I'll send it to you. Join my mailing list, angeldackermedium.com. It is my gift to you, so that you can get your space clear of negativity and distraction, so the divine host can come in with your support systems and help bring that worthiness up. That's what's one of the things that's going to help you get to where you need to do. But most important, you got to let go of the people, the things, the stuff that have made you look at how unimportant or unworthy you may be, because it's not true. And that's my third point that I want to give you, is that anybody or anything that has said to you in their words, their deeds, or their actions that you are not worthy has lied the ultimate lie to you. There is no greater lie than for you to be told that you are unworthy or unable. The only person, the only being, the only entity that can tell you you are not worthy is the divine, and the divine is never going to tell you that. You are always worthy. You are created in a space of worthiness, and you are gifted with the grand gift of worthiness. I want you to know that you are worthy. All of you that are on the air listening to me, all of you that are online waiting to talk to me, Elizabeth that I just finished talking to, Karen that I talked to earlier, Tim that I talked to earlier, you guys are all worthy of whatever the flip it is that you want to do in this life. You are worthy. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. The greatest, greatest victory that you can accomplish in this world is to stand up and be victorious after somebody told you you couldn't do it. I'm here to tell you, you can. But the first thing you got to do is have the courage to forgive and forget. Because when you forgive, you got to let it go. You don't get to go back to it. I forgive you today, and then tomorrow I'm thinking about it again. That's not forgiving. That's just playing a game. We're not playing games here, guys. We're trying to create and manifest, right? That's what I thought. This is Angel. Who am I talking to this evening?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
I'm excellent, Maria. How you doing? And where are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. It's East Coast tonight. Okay. People are up late on the East Coast. You guys are serious about your mindfulness. I love it. I love it. Well, how are you feeling about the message this evening?
I'm good. Sometimes it's hard. Easier said than done, because you forgive, and then sometimes it's like that negativity comes back. I try to control it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean.
I do. I was talking to a client earlier before I got on the radio, and I was working with her through a thing, and I channeled my grandmother, like telling me when I was a little kid, that's the devil trying to tell you. And that's what it is. It's like they keep coming back, and you try to, like, I forgave you last week and I feel really good about it, and here you're in my head again. And That's what it looks like. And I tell people this, whenever you're about to accomplish something great, that's when your inner demons are going to come up and try to remind you about why you shouldn't do it. So the first thing you should do is celebrate that it's there in front of you, because that means you're about to do something great. So go, woohoo, I'm about to do something great. Here comes this wall to stand in front of me. But then the second thing you got to do is tell the wall, I told you I forgive you and I meant it, so go away. You just have to keep doing it. And eventually, like a muscle in the gym, eventually you'll get stronger and stronger and stronger, and it'll stop popping up for you. And instead of getting mad every time it pops up or the person calls you or you see the person across the street, you'll giggle. And that's when you know you're done, because it does happen that way, believe it or not. But what's your question? What can I do for you this evening?
It's almost like related to it, because I did something like a question. I gave him a month to answer, like say yes or no to open a business together and move on as a relationship and all that happy stuff. And he didn't. So I said I'd move forward now and all that BS. And now I'm wondering, because I had two missed calls that was blocked. I was wondering if it was him that called today.
Okay, so you want to know if the person who called you was the person that you just have just said, nah, I'm gonna walk away. And the first thing I get is, yes, that he's trying to reach out to you. But I'm also getting, and yes, he hasn't changed. So,
he hasn't.
No. So that it feels like that's not the first time that you're like, I don't know. And he says, oh, walks away and then comes back. You know, he's afraid to change, but it's not so much about that. It's about you are evolving. So it's like you're in graduate school and he's in high school. So the more you evolve, the more you evolve, the more he's like, it's not make any sense. But he's also yummy and warm, and it's all the delicious things on the plate, right? So you miss it. You gotta know that something else is coming for you, right?
Right.
Right? So remember what I walked the last caller through about how worthy you are? You're worthy of so much more. You really are. You're worthy of so much more. So the forgiveness, I think you get all that because you said you've worked through all that. But similar to my last...
Game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I see all that.
Like today, for some reason, something bad came, happened, years ago. I'm like, it should have never happened. I don't know why. And I'm like, why did it pop up? I healed from that. You know, I talked about it and healed it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Forgave and all that bullshit. And I don't know, popped in my head. I'm like, okay, he probably called. Because I left my phone at home. I'm like, ah, shit, nobody's going to call me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't call back today. I'm like, I'm going to wait for him. I'll call back tomorrow and make him think about it.
Yep. And so you're even being intuitive. It's like you're even seeing and knowing what's going on. That's the thing that's really interesting, is that you know exactly what's going on. You know that it's him. You know that he's peeking his head in. But, you know, for the forgiveness piece, you know, forgiving him and forgiving yourself for still wanting to engage, that's something that's coming up for me as well. For the forgiveness piece. But as you do the work, because you said you did some healing, as you do your healing work, what you're being asked to do is you need to cut the cords to him, heart chakra cord, and right there in the side near the solar plexus, but on the side, there's like these cords that need to be cut and released because he's tapping into you through the cords. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So do the work.
Okay. Yeah, I did that before. I don't know why. Oh, go ahead.
Because he's just, that's how connected he is. So did you do the work yourself, or did you go to someone to do the work?
Myself mostly, and sometimes I need help.
Okay, so Archangel Michael is the one to talk to about cutting cords. So when you do your meditations, whether it's at night, it's good to do at night because he likes to work while you're asleep and stuff. just say, I need these. I release this. I do not want this. I want this cord cut. And ask it of Archangel Michael, and he will release them, and he will cut them, and he will heal them. So go through that process. But it's okay. You know, journaling is good. It's okay. You know, you have – this is somebody that's connected to you. It's okay to have feelings, and it's okay to kind of – it's neat that he's calling and all that stuff, but you are definitely evolved to the next level. And you don't want to put up with his BS, as you said. Absolutely. You don't want to put up with it because you deserve so much more. But he's absolutely still trying to connect with you. If that's the question that you have, the answer is yes.
Cool. Right. Yeah, I appreciate it. I wanted to confirm on that one. I'm like, okay, why back-to-back? And nobody has that my number that many people, and it's unusual for him to block.
Well, he doesn't think you're going to answer the phone.
I want it. Now I learned my lesson not to answer black numbers.
Yeah. He doesn't. He thinks if he's in disguise, you'll answer the phone, and then he could talk to you. Because if he didn't, you'd be like, I'm not picking that up. Voicemail.
Yeah, because you know, I know he has my number because I gave it to him. If there was an emergency or something that I have to take care of or something like that overseas, and I'm like, okay. I was like, you're not answering me. I'm like, now you think I'm going to answer you? And I didn't bring my phone with me today when I had to do my errands.
No, you're gonna be fine, and God's gonna bring something else to you. Just be strong and continue to do the work that you're doing. You will break through, and you will let go of you. But you got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive and let it go. Just keep doing the exercise. It'll come.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So the release work is real. As I said to our last caller, you know, Archangel Michael is a really good facilitator if you really are in need of releasing, especially a cord. Cords are conduits through which people have access to us. And they're not nefarious cords where people have come and purposely done things, so that can happen. Whenever you engage with somebody, you get connected to them through a cord. Family members, loved ones, everything, coworkers. It's just how our systems communicate with each other. When you have a not so cool experience with someone, whether it's through a relationship or a breakup or whatever, that cord can continue this kind of intuitive, psychic-like communication, this link with people where they have access to our energy, which can cause us to want them to call, and we think about them, and then they call, and then here we are back in the game with them that we're trying to get away from. So the most important thing that you need to know is that if you are trying to disconnect with someone, and the word people use a lot is a toxic relationship, if you're trying to release a toxic relationship, it's important that you release the cords. And you can go to someone who specializes in that. If you don't have anybody near you, or you don't want to engage with someone because you don't want to, you know, you're not quite sure how you feel about that, you can do it yourself by engaging with Archangel Michael. But make sure that you clear your space and that your space is grounded in energy before you do that kind of work, just because you want to make sure that you're dealing with the right kinds of energy. But that's important. So for everyone that's listening to my show, make sure that you go to my website, angelthackermedium.com. It's linked right there on the profile page of the radio show. On my website, on the first page of the website, my homepage rather, you're going to see a link that asks you to input your information to join my mailing list. And you get all kinds of cool stuff when you join my mailing list. You get a workshop and some data, but you're also going to get tonight, and tonight only for people who are listening to the show, you're going to get a clearing and a release process. That's interesting. Clearing and release process that's going to take you through how to ground your space, how to clear it, how to set your space up to support you through the divine energy and create an openness to being worthy, so that you can start to create positivity around whatever it is that you need to do. That's my gift to you. And it's not real complicated. Some sage, some incense, quartz crystal, and some water. I have some things for you to say, some scripture and some other things to say that's going to bring in the energy and some ways to ground off your space. So that's my gift to you. for listening to the show. I thank you guys for coming. I know that we didn't have a lot of time together. I will be here every Monday this month, so please dial in. I'm here every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. My name is Angel Thacker. I am the Soul Journey Medium. You can find me at angelthackermedium.com. So the last part of the show, we only have a few minutes left, I'm going to give everyone a three-card reading from this angel deck I have. So I want everybody that's listening, everybody that's on hold, everybody that's here with me to take a deep breath and just concentrate for a minute as I go to give tonight's reading for the Mass. So I'm pulling three cards. Very nice. So of these three cards, the first one is reward, the second one is sweetness, and the last one is you found it. So as I look at these three cards, what I need to say to you, what I really want you guys to hear, is that the space that you're in right now is the space in front of the door. The door is not about to open. The door has already opened. And on the other side of the door and the walkway just in front of you is the package, the reward, the gift. All you have to do now is walk over to it and pick it up. It has been promised. You have been asking for it. And you've been waiting for this to come. It's time now for you to activate it. What is this gift? What is this reward? My friend, it is the deepest dream that you've been asking for this whole time. Each of you has something that you've been waiting for. For some of you, it's critical because you're going through some things in your life and you're looking for these things to come to an end and for you to be able to get on with your extraordinary life. And for others, it's a job. It's a car. It's a relationship. I see you there. The reward is there for you. God is ready to give you that. The divine is here to answer your prayer. And to receive that, I need you to know that you are worthy, because you are. You are so worthy of all the things that you wish to have in your life. Do not let anyone tell you that you aren't worthy, for God believes and God knows. All you need to do is to trust and know deep down inside that the things that you have asked for are going to come to fruition. And for those of you who don't feel like you know what you want, take some time and give yourself the gift of mindfulness, quietness, and journaling so you can help to suss that stuff out. I invite you to go to my website, join my mailing list, get access to this blessing to help your home, your space be clear. You can do it at your workspace. If you own your own business or you have the ability to kind of cleanse your workspace so that your space is in harmony with what you're doing in your life to support what you're up to. Through this work, through connecting to spirit, you can accomplish and achieve the things that you desire in your life to support you to accomplish your through connecting to spirit. And each of you has the gift to get that connection clear for yourself. I hope that you have enjoyed the show. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your evening. And I need you to know that I love you, that I'm here for you, and I want you to be the most powerful and the most excited, most joyous person that you know. God bless you. Take care. And I will see you next week. Ciao, ciao.